Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Ashley Alexandra playing Julie in Tootsie.
and we're talking Tootsie, the comedy musical, Hilarious, which is coming to the National Theater here in Washington, D.C. from December 7th through 12th. So, a short run, so make sure you get your tickets now. Hey, thanks for joining us.
No problem. I'm excited.
Okay, so I've loved of course the original the movie, the 1982 movie with Dustin Hoffman. I've loved that for years. I thought it was hilarious. When did you encounter the movie version? Had you seen it before you saw the Broadway version?
The funny thing is, I actually haven't.
Oh, you still haven't.
I still haven't. The thing is, this we while we're still doing kind of like the same general story, because it's so different, I didn't want to get confused, if that
Sure.
makes sense.
Yeah, like
So I
maybe when
haven't
the run is
actually seen
over,
the
you could
movie.
go back and
Yeah,
check
I
it.
think when it's over, I'm going to be able to sit down and actually watch it all the way through. But my parents do love that movie. So, yeah, I like have seen bits and clips of it, but I've never actually got to see it all the way through.
Well, whenever you do get, that's actually probably smart because you don't want it to interfere with, any
Yeah.
preconceived notions of the show. But when you do get a chance, it is hilarious. Sydney Pollack directing, Dustin Hoffman is hilarious. You get Bill Murray as his roommate. He's saying, "I don't know if I can wear this. It cuts me across the bust." And Bill Murray's like, "I think we're getting into a weird area here. Why don't you get there?" There's some really good back and forth with them, and it's just great. But anyway, so before we get too far in, remind our listeners, whether they've seen the movie or not, this is the musical version. So what's the basic premise of the show? Describe sort of, the plot, if you will.
So basically, we've got a very arrogant, self-centered actor named Michael who's ostracized himself from his working community. And no one wants to cast him in anything anymore. So, in order to basically get back to work again, he makes a pretty bad decision, in changing everything about himself so that he can get cast into this role. But in our version, it's into a musical and not a soap opera. And then my character is one of the actresses that is already in this musical that isn't necessarily going great. And Michael, as this new persona that he's created, decides to change the musical and try and make it for the better, and a lot of things happen, and then it doesn't end up so well, but it's a fun ride along the way.
Oh yeah. And so who plays Michael Dorsey slash Dorothy Michaels, his alter ego?
Yes, so Michael Dorsey slash Dorothy Michaels is being played by Drew Becker.
And what makes him, such a good co-star?
Honestly, he's just so fun. He really gets kind of lost in it all every show, which is just a really, really wonderful thing to see. It's just a little bit different every night, just because it's so new to him every night, which is really fun. And it's just we get along, which is nice. We do like really do get along. And this entire rehearsal process, we kind of like joked along through the whole thing, which just makes doing a show with someone you like much easier.
Awesome. And then explain, describe your role, because you of course play the role of Julie Nichols, which is, let's say his co-star on Juliet's Nurse, the show that he's doing. And but of course you don't know that you think he's a female co-star of yours, but actually it's the struggling actor Michael. But describe your role and how much fun that is.
Yeah, so Julie is really smart. She's been through some stuff, but she kind of chose the life that she wanted and forged ahead with it. She's a wonderful actress, but she hasn't been so lucky in work. She kind of keeps winding up with these very annoying directors and not so good scripts. So someone comes into the show who she's never seen before and actually wants to do things the right way versus just doing it the way everything has always been done, which is super exciting. And it's a fun journey to go on to kind of start with someone who's made their mind up about how their life is supposed to be in the very beginning and watch her choose to make a different path for her life. It's just, it's a really cool journey to be on. And it's also, I'm the straight man, so I just get to be around some really funny people all night and try to keep a straight face, which is always really entertaining. I will say that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, we've gone this far and we haven't even mentioned the songs yet. So it is a musical, of course. So, you know, run through just a couple of your favorites. Like what are some of the memorable songs that stand out from the songbook?
Well, one of my favorite Drew Becker songs or Michael Dorsey songs is Unstoppable. It's kind of like the choreography is really cool. The lighting's really cool. There's like this amazing quick change in the middle of it. And Drew sings it just beautifully, just like so effortlessly. So that's a really like fun showstopper number. I have a fun jazz blues song in act two, which is just like my favorite genre of music to sing. So that's exciting. And then there's one song that opens up act two that I am not allowed to say the name of because there is a curse word in the middle of it, but it is by far every single person in the cast's favorite song. And I'm sure it will be yours too.
Well, there you go. You have to come to the show at National Theater to see what the famous curse word song is. Awesome. Well, you know, so that's, you know, we've mentioned how funny it is. We've mentioned, you know, the lavish musical numbers. Visually, what do we see? I mean, you know, obviously it's like, does it start off with sort of, you know, are you recreating sort of these gritty theater auditions kind of thing? You know, what do we see production design wise?
So it's kind of a love letter to New York City theater. We do a lot of like, there's some beautiful backdrops that are supposed to be like reminiscent of Central Park. They've put in a lot of landscaping in it so that you can see the buildings of New York behind this apartment that we do go into the rehearsal space and stuff like that. So it is, it's kind of a lens into the creating of a show versus the show itself, which I think is really, really cool because you don't really get to see that often.
Oh yeah, for sure. And then, you know, we got to tell everybody too that, you know, there's some real depth and social commentary and power behind this thing too. It's not only a really funny, you know, musical and story with great songs, but there, talk about sort of, you know, the gender commentary going on here where, you know, the sort of the lesson of this thing, I mean, in the movie and I'm sure in the musical too, the lesson is almost that this guy who's, you know, a bit of a chauvinist, that, you know, he a womanizer even at the beginning of the show. And only by stepping into the shoes and inside the skin and of a woman and seeing the world through their eyes and seeing the, you know, the misogyny against him now, does he get to relate with the big reveal and, you know, and saying, you know, pushing back on the you know, the theater directors with some Me Too type stuff that, you know, I'm not Doll or Tootsie or whatever you want to call me. I'm Dorothy. Yeah. Talk about sort of that aspect of why that's so powerful.
It is really amazing. I mean, the choice that he makes to dress up with this woman is very offensive to most, like almost, actually not almost, it's all women across the board. But within that, there is a lot. It's really hard to kind of understand what's happening when you're always on the outside of it. And of course, when you're always creating the problem. And in the beginning of the show, he is very much someone who is creating a problem. So by the end, you kind of, you learn one, how valuable the truth is and how valuable living in your truth is. It's really hard to come back from a lie that big. And also we do kind of talk about the fact it's like, yeah, you got a piece of it, but you didn't get all of it. So we also are like, you learned, but you didn't learn everything. And you certainly have a lot farther to go, which I think is a really, really powerful message to make sure that we don't wrap it up as, everything's fine. And you did, you learned your lesson. So it's okay. There is a lot of commentary on like, no, the decision was bad, but also like, there's so much more that you could learn, which is really cool. And it was really fun to be able to work with Robert Horn, who is the book writer for this show, who won a Tony for this show, on like how we can adapt it for the tour and how we can even make that comment even stronger and that theme throughout the entire show.
Right. It's that's such a great point, how you take it, you know, the next step too, and through our modern day lens of, you know, this isn't 1982, the film. And I mean, I guess at the time it was sort of progressive as an idea. But, you know, now that we're in 2021, much, much different era of, you know, gender fluidity, all kinds of stuff. So, you know, while these benchmarks through movie history of Some Like It Hot or Tootsie or even Mrs. Doubtfire, you know, they're pushing the boundaries at the time, we're in a different time now. So talk about why, you know, that you think that we're sort of in a place now where this story, it holds up, but we as an audience, we consume it differently now, you know?
Yes. I mean, it's just kind of, we live in a world where we're aware. I wouldn't say it's a different world. I think it's the same world, but we're just being actively thinking about the person next to us, which I think is what we should always be doing and what we should always be growing to do. Which again, like, the show is something that is just digested different, but I think we've worked really hard to make sure that the comments that we're saying are relevant to the times.
Absolutely. Well, it's a very relevant show. And I really appreciate you joining us. Anything else I didn't ask you that we should? I think we covered a lot.
No, I think we covered a lot.
Cool. Well, I got it. Before we run, I got to know, I want to know if my favorite line from the movie is in the show. And if not, that's okay. But is the line about, how about Cleveland? Is that in the show?
No, but there is something similar, I believe.
Do you know what I'm talking about? It's when I guess when he first dresses up and the cameraman is you know, filming him in a close up in the soap opera, and the guy, the director back in the TV, you know, in the monitor control room is like, "Ooh, how far back can we pull back?" And the guy goes, "How about Cleveland?"
No, it's not in the show, but we do have another reference to a city. So I it'll be, there's something in there for you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you know, now that I think about it, that's like a film reference, because it's close ups and pullback. The stage is completely different. We got the whole proscenium thing. Cool. Well, man, it's gonna be a fun time down at the National Theaters. Again, everybody, it's Tootsie December 7th through 12th. So get your tickets now. Thanks so much. This was a blast.